Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
GM Network! Great to have you with us on a Thursday. Coming up.
Look who's back on the show. Look how high my voice can go. We're going to bring in our buddy Chris Mack to talk about Mike Tomlin and the Steelers and what is next for Penn State. In 20 minutes, we'll keep the conversation going, this time with more on the Cowboys, when Zach Wolchuk from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas joins us. Dogster time at 8:40, along with our best bets. And hello to our audience on Stadium and on X as we stream our final hour, as we always do. You can check us out on ValleySportsLive.com, the Valley Sports Live app, YouTube TV, DirecTV, Amazon Prime, Samsung TV Plus, and so much more. Let's just jump right in, holding hands in the pool together. Chris Mack, host of the Cavoli and Mack podcast. It's been a minute. I don't even know what that means, Chris. Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. We're all holding hands in the pool together, and it just suddenly got very warm. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, it's cold, so why not?
I wouldn't feel right if I didn't jump on and either gross off or piss off Chelsea in the first 30 seconds. So I grossed her out instead of pissing her off, and bang, we're ready to go.
Boom. Well, better to be pissed off than pissed on. Isn't that the continuation of this conversation?
Well, you know who's been pissed off? Steelers fans. They have not been happy this season with what they're seeing. Booing Aaron Rodgers, booing the rest of the team. He said it was deserved. They're sitting there at 500, it feels like, again. So before we get into the whole Tomlin dynamic and what's going to happen, we'll discuss Penn State as well. What has gone so wrong in Pittsburgh? I don't mean to imply that they're the Titans. Sorry, Chelsea, since we're going in on Chelsea early in the show. But why are things trending in such a bad way for the Steelers?
Well, this is kind of the definition of insanity. I said it a couple weeks ago when I filled in on Bet Sweats. I mean, this is when you do the same thing over and over and over again and expect different results. That's the definition of insanity, and that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers are now, is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. Not so much in the quarterback room. And look, Aaron Rodgers' physical skills have clearly diminished. I will still give the guy credit. Whether you think he's a jerk or not, they kind of need a jerk at quarterback right now. You know, exemplified by the fact that guys probably weren't putting as much work in as they needed to in preparation over the last couple of weeks, and he called some people out generally and specifically on certain things in the last week. And I think that team needs it right now, because I don't know how much leadership they have on the offensive side of the ball. You know, there's Aaron Rodgers, who's obviously been around, not the Steelers, but around the game forever. There's Pat Freiermuth, who's their most tenured guy on the offensive side of the ball, but has seen like a quarter less routes run this year somehow in an Arthur Smith offense, who is a guy who is very bright, very intelligent, but I don't know how well he communicates what his team needs to do to his team. And so offensively, that's part of it. Defensively, it went out and signed a bunch of old guys, and it hasn't worked out. Not to compare the Steelers to another team in Pittsburgh, but some of this shuffling of the veteran deck chairs on the Titanic is very piratey. Oh, let's bring in this guy on a one-year deal. He could be a great reclamation project on the cheap, and it hasn't worked out. So they released Darius Slay a couple days ago after he didn't work out, only played 10 games for him. They brought in Asante Samuel Jr. They're bringing in Adam Thielen because they don't have a legit number two wide receiver. It's just been very messy. I actually don't hold that necessarily as a demerit against their GM, Omar Khan, who I think has done his best to be fluid and move things around on the fly, which is not a telltale or a hallmark of Steelers organizations of the past, to try and get Mike Tomlin what he needs. But part of the problem is Mike Tomlin calls the shots in this organization. And most people in the fan base have had enough of Mike Tomlin. I know. No losing seasons. Oh, that's wonderful. Also, hasn't won a playoff game in nearly 9 years, which is the longest drought in half a century for this team by several years. So that's where the frustration stems from. Every year, it feels like, at least over the last half decade, closer to 10 years, they do this. They have a decent start, and then they fall to pieces down the stretch. It happened last year with Russell Wilson. It's happening this year with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it much matters who the quarterback is at this point, although they do need a franchise quarterback, separate conversation for a different day. It's more about the staff not being able to maximize what they have in these guys. This is the highest paid defense in the league, and TJ Watt only has 7 sacks. The defense should be just embarrassed by their effort this year. And Buffalo ran the same play 29 times in the second half last week and just shredded them on the ground. That's not Pittsburgh Steelers football, and that's what upsets the fans more than anything. Lack of results and lack of sticking to an identity that has worked well for this organization, like I said, over the past half century or so.
All right, so since we're picking on my Titans, I am here to say that it can get worse because it feels like the conversations that we're having about Mike Tomlin and the fact that, like, he's good, not great. People said this about Mike Vrabel when he was with the Titans, and it's part of the reason why he was let go. I think there's some other things that kind of were factored in there that he did not get along with the front office.
Sure.
But again, I'm here to say that, like, if you don't get somebody better in there, it absolutely can get worse. So that's my question. If you guys fire Mike Tomlin, do you think you can get a better coach in there?
I don't think people are concerned necessarily right now, Chelsea, with whether it's a better coach immediately. I think a lot of fans, to be totally honest, wouldn't be excited about a 4-13 year. But at the very least, that would get the Steelers in the top 10 of the draft, which they haven't been in since they drafted Ben Roethlisberger 25 years ago or whatever it was. Okay, 20 years ago, 21 years ago. But hyperbole aside, they do believe that they can get a better coach. I think fans believe that they can get someone younger with a better offensive mind who can get the most out of this team. Again, I don't think it's necessarily a lot of people, especially once we push past the Mike Tomlin era in Pittsburgh, are going to look back on it somewhat fondly, like, hey, we never had any losing seasons. The guy got a lot of things done, but ultimately the message ran stale. Very Andy Reid and Philly-ish. And there's nothing saying that Mike Tomlin might not go off somewhere else and have a great second chapter to his career as a head coach. It just feels like it's run its course here.
Chris, it's interesting you say that. And one thing that I heard yesterday, which kind of surprised me, was James Harrison saying, well, I never really thought Mike Tomlin was a great head coach, and that sort of shocked me. I think, yes, his time in Pittsburgh has worn thin, but is it fair to say he's not a great head coach, or it's just, hey, you've worn out your welcome here and it's just time to do something different?
I think it can be both. I think when you talk about Mike Tomlin as a head coach, X's and O's wise, I don't know if he's going to blow anybody out of the water. That's never been his forte, Jenks. He's always been a quote-unquote leader of men. He's always done a great job of bringing the room together, rallying the troops, motivating guys. I mean, we see how many players talk about when they come to Pittsburgh, man, I always wanted to play for Mike Tomlin. Well, I think what happens is they get here and they realize that if he doesn't have the strong coordinators under him, and this is a guy who in years past had Bruce Arians, had Dick LeBeau, had established coordinators, Todd Haley back in the day, who could be relied upon for the X's and O's schematic components of the game, And what we've seen over the last half decade or so, Randy Feuchner, Matt Canada, now Arthur Smith, is if you don't have the strong X's and O's guys, especially on the offensive side of the ball, if you don't have a franchise quarterback, Mike Tomlin's not going to walk into the offensive meeting room and start drawing up route concepts. He's just not. That's not Mike Tomlin. And he still comes from, his bones were made as a defensive coach, as an assistant years ago, in sort of a Tampa 2 defense, which, again, 20, 25 years ago, was looked at as remarkable because, well, they had Derek Brooks and John Lynch and Rondé Barber, and they could do all those things. There's nothing cutting edge at all about what's happening on either side of the ball for the Steelers. And that's, like I said, just as frustrating for the fans, is that they want to see something, they want to see this potential maximized on the defensive side of the ball and make the most of what talent you do have on the offensive side of the ball. I tend to agree with James. He's never been a super X's and O's coach. He's a great leader, man. He'll get you to run through a wall, but if he doesn't tell you how or what to do once you get through the wall, it doesn't help much.
All right, so I'm sure you've seen the comments from Ben Roethlisberger by now on Mike Tomlin saying he thinks it would be a great move.
Don't put this on me.
For Mike Tomlin to go to Penn State.
It's 8:10 in the morning. Don't put this on me.
We have to ask you. You cover the teams. Like, when I saw this, I was kind of shocked. At first thought, I said, does he think it's that easy just to win a national championship in college football? And the other thing is, who wants to go to Penn State right now? Because it feels like ain't nobody wanting to go to Penn State right now. So yeah, do you think there is any chance in hell that Mike Tomlin considers Penn State?
No. As he said a couple years ago about the ruminations over the USC job, there's not a booster with a big enough blank check. I think if Mike Tomlin decides, and let's be clear, Art Rooney II, Steelers owner, if he decides to detach himself and the organization from Mike Tomlin this offseason, I think we'll go out of his way to make it a mutual parting of ways and make it a very soft landing for Mike. I think Mike will probably take a year or two off and then get right back into coaching at the NFL level. This is not a guy who's going to walk into kids' living rooms. I mean, would he be good at it? Yeah, I think he would. Is that what he wants to do? No, I don't think so. So, no, I think it's taking two and two and getting five. I understand where Ben's coming from in that Mike Tomlin looks like he's reached his expiration date in Pittsburgh and Penn State is desperate for a head coach, but those two things just don't add up right now. I don't know what the answer is in State College. I'll be honest. I don't think Pat Kraft, their AD, knows what the answer is, clearly, because everyone he's tried to chase down has been like, I'm good. I'm going to get a bigger bag somewhere else or stay where I am for an extension. And that's the problem, is everyone has used it as leverage rather than as a destination. I think they're at the point now at Penn State where they're somewhat resigned to, okay, Terry Smith is a Penn State lifer. He will connect with the older alumni. I mean, we all saw him wearing the Joe Pa button a couple weeks ago. I mean, he's appealing to that older alumni base, who I know some of them are like, yeah, they ought to just keep Terry around. Oh, it'd be great. He's a Penn State guy. And I think they may just do that. And I don't know if that lasts a year or two, or maybe Terry builds off of it and has something that lasts longer. But I think that's just sort of their fallback position now, and has to be their fallback position, because their recruiting class has been decimated, and they need somebody to just sort of hold the fort down at this point. Nobody else is actually interested, it's become clear, in making State College their destination.
Chris, only have about a minute and a half here, but any regret at all that you let go James Franklin, seeing where you are now, or is it, no, this needed to happen still?
It's oddly very similar, Jenks, to the line of thinking that Steelers fans have about Mike Tomlin. It reached its expiration date. You were never going to, you had plateaued. You were never going to reach, you're never going to get up that final summit to the peak of Everest. It just wasn't going to happen with James Franklin. So despite the fact that he's gone off to Virginia Tech and taken most of the recruiting class with him, I don't think there's a lot of Penn State fans that go, oh, shucks, we should have just kept Jimmy Franklin around and gone 10-2 every year and lost to Ohio State every year. No, I think a lot of Penn State fans look at it as, it sucks we're we're at where we are, but we're okay with the fact that we walked away from James Franklin.
Old Jimmy Franklin, what a run he had there at Penn State.
Great run, guys, if you like 10-2.
Check him out as host of the Kabbalah Mag podcast, also on X at the Chris Mack, the one and only Chris Mack. Chris, we always love hearing from you. Great to come. I love when you come in hot. That's my favorite part of it.
Thanks, guys. Mm. It's always fun to be on with you and to somehow annoy Chelsea.
Yes.
Ah, you're very good at that.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, I think, you know, he probably nailed the way most Penn State fans feel, which is, look, maybe this coaching search hasn't gone the way we planned, but at the end of the day, we had to make a move. So at some point, they're going to get their guy, but they got to do it shortly because, man, he's right about that recruiting class. Double D was talking about that. It has been brutal. Coming up next on the show. You know, back in the 70s, the Steelers and Cowboys were fierce rivals, but we got to focus on the now, man. Dallas and Detroit tonight on Thursday Night Football. We will chat with Zach Wolchek from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, tip on about MGM Network. Always appreciate you being with us. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger coming up on the show. Cowboys are on the outside looking in when it comes to making the playoffs, but could they get a huge win tonight and make a run, starting with a win in Motown? Chelsea, you were getting fired up in the last segment, hearing about Chris Mack and the principle that, oh, we're tired of these 500 seasons. We're tired of making the playoffs but not winning a playoff game. And you're saying, yeah, come to Nashville for a while and you might feel differently.
Yeah, because we said this about Mike Vrabel and said, well, he's reached his peak here. And then we have a season where I don't know if you've been counting the Titans' wins this season. They have,
I have not.
One.
That's why. So, nothing to count.
I'm here to say, you know, that little more you know, the more you know, like a rainbow stripe, it does get worse. It only gets worse. So I'm just here to represent that side of the equation, that it can always get worse.
There's nothing to count. Okay, let's count. One.
Mm.
Okay, done.
End.
There you go. The end. Oh, I know. I mean, It can always be worse. That's actually a very good perspective. And it can always get better. We've seen that with the Cowboys over the past 3 weeks. So what's going to happen tonight against the Lions? Let's find out and bring in Zach Wolchuk. He is the host of G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Zach, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us. Always good to have you here on the show. Cowboys have won 3 straight victories over the Eagles and Chiefs during that time. So yeah, it's a mini winning streak, but it's been an impressive one. What's been the difference?
Deadline. I mean, it's amazing. We were talking the whole time, like, one player isn't going to solve everything, but it wasn't really one player. I mean, Quinnen Williams obviously is huge, and it's a player that the Cowboys had their eye on. I mean, Jerry said, yeah, we talked to the Jets. We tried to trade them Micah and get Quinnen Williams back in a first-round pick. The Jets at the time didn't have the cap space to be able to do that because they still had Sauce. They hadn't traded Sauce Gardner yet to the Colts to free up some cap space. So, I mean, Quinnen's been incredible. But then you also get to Marvin Overshown back, who's a great linebacker. They were able to get Savone Rebel, their third-round pick at corner, back healthy. Kalen Carson, who was a draft pick they had a year ago at corner. You make the trade for Logan Wilson. So you were able to get a lot of pieces back, a lot of bodies on defense, which had really just been terrible. Like, their offense was one of the best in football, but their defense was one of the worst in football. So the whole conversation was, could you at least get the defense to be average? And really, since the trade deadline, they've been top 12 in the NFL. Some metrics, if you look at, they've been even better than that. But Quinnen Williams has been even better than I thought he would, not only on the field, but from a leadership void that they really didn't have on defense. So he's helped everybody from Osa Digizua to Kenny Clark to the linebackers now. They're just seeing everything better. And then the secondary's gotten healthy. So, you know, the defense is just – that's really been the massive difference, but it starts with Quinnen Williams up front.
Okay, so what's the ceiling for this Cowboys team? Because I think a lot of us – see the last two games, you're like, wow, they just knocked off the two teams that played in the Super Bowl last year. And I think we've all seen this offense, and you say, okay, you've got George Pickens, you've got CeeDee Lamb, you've got Dak putting up good numbers. So this offense feels like it can hang with just about anybody, and especially in a year in the NFL where it feels like, you know, the upside down is up and there's all these teams contending that we did not expect. Is there a pathway right for the Cowboys to – make the playoffs and play spoiler?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that I'm going to say this right now, but the ceiling, guys, the ceiling realistically could be the NFC Championship. I mean, you look across the NFC, you're so right. Who's the juggernaut? I mean, who's the team that steers you? I thought it was the Rams. The Rams just lost to Carolina. Like, anybody can beat anybody in the NFL from week to week, and with how good this offense is, how are you going to defend CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens? And oh, then there's Jake Ferguson, and oh, now they can actually run the football and Javonte Williams. The problem with a lot of these Cowboy teams is the offense would be great, but the defense was not good. Or, you know, they get into a game against San Francisco and they lose 19-12 because the offense couldn't do anything and the defense was... So they've never had their peanut butter and jelly together at the same time, right? This year's team, with how they're playing at the line of scrimmage now, they've got that. They can finally stop the run on the defensive line. They're finally winning the battle in the trenches. And their offensive line, who was banged up and rotating bodies the first half of the season, now, and we stress continuity, right? That's always the thing in football, the continuity with the offensive line. They're getting that. When you've got Tyler Smith at left guard, Cooper Beebe at center, Tyler Booker, the rookie at right guard, who is getting better every week, and then their tackles are average right now, right? If there's a weakness, it's tackle, but they can bully people in the middle of that offensive line. So they can beat anybody. And you get into the playoffs, this is a team where, you know, it's kind of crazy to say because they've been the butt of the joke at times when it comes to postseason football, and Dak's, you know, got a lot to prove in that area. But they really are now built to be able to beat anybody. And I think the ceiling would be you're able to go on a magic carpet ride, and it would be an incredible story, and that's what we love about sports. This team legitimately has the pieces now to go on a run to the Super Bowl.
We are talking with Zach Wolchuk. He is host of G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. So I'm curious about what you think about this theory. I do a podcast with Fred Smoot, who went to Mississippi State, and so he knows Dak very well because obviously Dak is a Bulldog as well. And Smoot was saying that during the offseason, he was talking with Dak, and they were together in Starkville, and they were going to go out to eat, and Dak was like, no, I can't. I'm on a diet. And you can tell he's definitely slimmed down. Like, he is skinnier than he's been in previous years. How much has that helped him this year?
That's a great question, because he is. I mean, every year at camp, you can tell, like, Dak's in great shape, but he is so much leaner this year. I think it's had to help his mobility a ton. I mean, he definitely has run the football better. You saw the touchdown run that he was able to have in that Philadelphia game, where I think it was, you know, he was able to scramble to his left side. Jake Ferguson gets a great block. He's moving around the pocket. I think that's been the biggest thing, is the pocket awareness for Dak. Under pressure, I mean, he's been the best third down quarterback in football this year. He's been the best 2-minute quarterback in football this year, with the Cowboys being able to score at the highest rate in the final 2 minutes going into half, and in the final 2 minutes at the end of games as well. His ability to slide and to avoid pressure and to extend plays has really taken that next level. And going into year 10, I mean, I think that we've probably all at some point had our doubts about Dak. I mean, I know I have. I mean, I've had those questions of, like, is he the guy? He's had opportunities in the playoffs. At some point, for a quarterback, you expect you get the ball at the end of regulation, go on that drive that's going to build your narrative, go write your story. And Dak hasn't been able to do that. But this year's version of Dak is without question the best we've seen of him. Go ahead and blitz him. He's tearing teams up. And physically, he is. That's had to had a big step into it, because the way that he's moving around now, but also I think mentally, I think he's just in a tremendous spot mentally right now. He understands the offense. And I think Brian Schottenheimer's had a lot to do with that too. I think that he's designed some stuff that has helped Dak, where, you know, Mike McCarthy and Jason Garrett before him offensively just weren't doing that. So I do think him slimming down has had a lot to do with it. But also just mentally, he is in total command right now.
And speaking of offense, odds makers are certainly expecting a lot of it tonight, as the total is set at 54.5 between the Lions and the Cowboys. And I think this is going to be a popular question for people who play fantasy, for people who play props. Who is the receiver you target? Is it George Pickens, who's come on very strong down the stretch? Or is it CeeDee Lamb? Or is it both?
Yeah, I think you're probably going to be good with both because of how banged up Detroit is now. I mean, with Terry and Arnold going on IR, I would go, if I had to pick one for tonight, I would go with George Pickens. Right, like, George Pickens is in a contract year. And how many times do we see this where you have a player that, you know, he breaks out in his contract season, he's looking for the bag, he wants a deal north of $30 million, and we'll see what his future is in Dallas. But I think what I like about him tonight is, you know, you're going up against two corners in Detroit that are the size discrepancy. Like, you got a 5'9", Amik Robertson. You got another corner who, you know, maybe 5'11". George Pickens, with the size advantage, just throw it up to him. And his catch radius has been unbelievable, some of the catches he's been able to make. And him and Dak are on the same page. The slant's been unguardable. You know, CeeDee had to have that bounce-back game on Thanksgiving after a disaster against the Eagles. I don't know what's going on with him against Filthy this year. But he's got 7 drops combined in both those games. There's something up there. But I think if I had to leave one away, it'd be Pickens. But I don't think – I think both are very – very good options for you when it comes to daily fantasy. And, you know, that over-under, I think, is a little high, just because I don't know what to expect from the Lions' offense. If Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't play, they're going to have to be able to run the ball. And Jahmyr Gibbs is an absolute superstar, but the Cowboys have done an excellent job of stopping the run the last 3 weeks. This will be a great test for them, especially if Jadeveon Clowney does not play. He's going to be a game-time decision. They're going to work him out pregame. He's questionable going in. He played against Kansas City. I'm doubtful that he's going to be able to go. So then who slides in and replaces Clowney? You got Sam Fowler. You don't have a lot of guys that are very good against the run. Clowney's been sensational in that regard.
Zach, what is the case for the Cowboys winning outright tonight?
I would take the plus +3. I mean, we had on Jeff Rieger from 97.1 The Ticket yesterday on our show just to kind of get the Lions' perspective, and he was stunned that the Lions were favored. He didn't think they should have been favored against the Packers. And again, it comes back to health. Like, if this was a healthy Lions team at home, they beat the brakes off the Cowboys last year, it's a different story. I mean, I am for people that are listening, it's like, oh my God, this home, but it is a different Cowboys team right now with how they're playing, as I mentioned, at the line of scrimmage, and with the injuries the Lions are dealing with. I the Cowboys don't have an excuse. If they lose this game and their season is really on the line for both of these teams, the desperate team theory plays, the Cowboys should cover this. The plus +3, take the Cowboys on the money line, whatever it is. But the Cowboys absolutely, that should be the lock of the week, in my opinion. If they don't go to Detroit tonight and win, there's a lot of issues, and all of this goodwill that they've brought up the last 3 weeks, now we're back to square one, and it's like, gosh, dang it, what is going on with this team?
Okay, so we've pumped up the Cowboys a lot, and for good reason. They've had a good stretch. But what's the sabotage factor for the Cowboys tonight? Because there has to be at least one, right?
No, for sure. The sabotage factor would be Jahmyr Gibbs runs all over them. They are still a team that is inept at covering the flat. I don't know what it is, but they give up chunks when you just dump it down. I mean, I don't know what Jalen Hurts was thinking. Just check the ball down to Saquon Barkley. And teams, when you watch the Cowboys film, and tonight, that's a scare. Like Jared Goff, I know the splits are night and day when he's under pressure, but if he wants to just check it down to Montgomery or Gibbs in the flat, the Cowboys have really not had an ability to cover that area of the field. And oftentimes, Kenneth Murray's not the best linebacker in the world. And you watched him play in Tennessee there. So I think you could probably relate. He's not going to be able to get out there. DeMarvin Overshown's a little bit different. But that's definitely a weakness on this defense. And then it's just self-inflicted wounds. Their red zone offense has not been good. If you're settling for field goals instead of touchdowns, that can come back to haunt you. The penalties, they're a team that certainly that can be an issue. You got Sean Hockley, I think, who's going to ref this one. 3 years ago, we saw Sean Hockley have a ref party on Thanksgiving against the Raiders, and the Cowboys lost that football game. So penalties, bad red zone offense, lack of execution, and then turnovers. I mean, Dak has proven throughout his career he is good to put up a stinker every once in a while. And while I am absolutely crotch-first confidence in what this offense is doing right now, all of a sudden you start fumble-farting around and you throw an interception or three, that's definitely how you can self-sabotage and lose a game that you should win on the road.
You can check him out as host of G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. It is our friend Zach Wolchek. Zach, always appreciate the time. Great stuff this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
You too. Going to be jacked for tonight's game. I think it's going to be a really good game. Regardless of whether you're on Lions or Cowboys, you don't always get a good matchup on Thursday night. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, at least we're hoping, right? Like, one would expect that we get some points scored. Maybe it's not 55, but at least we'll see maybe some explosive plays. Like, with all the playmakers, with Jahmyr Gibbs, with CeeDee Lamb, with George Pickens, it should be exciting at least.
I hope so. I'm ready for more football. One of my favorite times of year. Is the Donkster my favorite segment of the show? No. But he's here. We got our best bets coming up. We're going to finish strong here on this Thursday. It's coming up next on the Daily Tip. This is the BetMGM Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle, but what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, Best Bets, Donkster. I'm already working on tomorrow's show. That's already for the weekend, I am. I'm working ahead. I'm handicapping. I'm looking for championship weekend bets, winners. Oh, I'm so excited. What are you doing today? What's going on in the Messenger Buchanan household? I like to get my daily updates. Is Blake working on her swing, off-season work, so she can improve upon her strong end of the season?
Well, it's like 28 degrees out. So, no, we're not spending time in the yard. The weather's been terrible lately. Like, I understand it's December, and, like, obviously it's winter and it comes every year, but, like, it's still not fun. Like, it's depression season here in Tennessee. But today I'll probably take a nap and probably do more things to prepare for Blake's birthday party this weekend, because that's a big event in our household, and I have a lot to do, Jess.
What's the plan? Big birthday party, right?
Mm-hmm. She's doing it at one of these gymnastics places where you can rent out the facility and they can run around on the trampolines and the ball pit. So it's going to be a fun time and hopefully everything goes smoothly.
Oh, you're not going to make her vault and be like, you call that a landing? This is your birthday. I need you to stick it. I'm looking for a 10. We got the games coming up here in a couple years and I need you on it.
I don't think they let him use the vault. Like, I don't think the 5 and 6 year olds
probably
are allowed to have like free reign of like the normal balance beam and the vault, because there are some things you can get hurt in. Like, if I were to choose a sport for Blake, which she is very tall, so like I don't think gymnastics is ever going to be like a thing for her, but like gymnastics, there are some gnarly injuries in gymnastics where you hear like spinal cord injuries, neck injuries, and you see them flipping around. And it makes a lot of sense. Like, it's a dangerous sport.
You know what's crazy? And I know that's a summer Olympic sport. The Winter Olympics are going to be here soon. Like, you're already seeing the promotion on NBC. What is the start date? February 6th, the Winter Olympics start, which is wild to me. I love that they stagger the Olympics now, because remember, they used to be many moons ago in the same year, and now they stagger it where every 2 years you get an Olympic Games, which I love because I love the Olympics. But that's going to be here in a couple months.
The Winter Olympics, though?
Yeah!
Like, what do you get the most excited for? I used to like figure skating. Remember when that used to be a big deal? When, like, the Americans, like, had all these, like, big-name skaters? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, the Winter Olympics doesn't really get me going that much.
Really? I love the Winter Olympics. Like, the snow skiing is interesting, ski jumping, cross-country skiing, curling, and then you have the figure skating, which I think can be fascinating to watch as well because it's such a precise skill. I don't know. I love the Winter Olympics. It's going to be in Italy this year. I think I love the scenery, too, more so than... Like, I love the snow and the cold, not necessarily being outside in it, but there's something about it, I don't know, that brings me joy. And so I've snow skied enough in my time, haven't done it in forever, where I kind of appreciate it and really just took to it pretty quickly because I grew up water skiing. Not the same, but the balance, I guess, dynamics are sort of similar. I don't know. I love the Winter Olympics.
Well, I just, like, I can't name a single athlete. Like, maybe it's a PR problem. Because, like, think about the Summer Olympics and, like, how much PR goes into, like, the gymnasts and Simone Biles and even, like, Noah Lyles and, like, some of the track athletes to the point where, like, Lindsey Vonn doesn't do it anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's not skiing these days. Is hockey an Olympic sport? Maybe that's where you can say, okay, oh, that would be really exciting.
Oh, absolutely. No question. So, who was I excited to see 2 years ago? Oh, Lindsay Jacob Ellis, the snowboarder, because she was one of the best snowboarders of all time. And then she had that, it was such an awesome story where a few years ago, she tried to do that trick at the end of a run and fell and then didn't medal. Mm. And it's the only thing she had not accomplished in her entire career. Like, she's won a billion X Games titles and world championships. But then in the last Olympics, like, out of nowhere, she won like 2 gold medals and kind of completed that story. So I thought that was really cool. I don't know. I guess I'm being an Olympic nerd right now. They'll probably just throw Snoop Dogg everywhere in Italy again.
Oh, I think I've already seen the promos for him. But, like, as far as like the athletes go, is it like we need like some type of press tour? Like, I don't know, get them on like Watch What Happens Live or something. Or get them a box at an NFL game. Because, or you could do something with the NBA. Because, like, the Olympics is still on NBC, correct? Is that just for all eternity? They always have the Olympics.
I can tell you, as someone who worked at NBC for a long time, it is the event. Like, when they purchased the rights to the Olympics, they overpaid by like $500 million or something crazy, or $200 million. It was a stupid number because it's so closely aligned with their brand that they never want to risk losing that, which I understand. Once you become synonymous with the brand, and what better brand to be associated with than the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, the Summer Olympics, and NBC. So it's very much a part of what they do. And so, I don't see that changing anytime soon when those rides come up.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't think I've ever watched the Olympics on any other network. And it feels like the only sport that that's been the case, because with the other sports, we've seen it change hands where, even though like Fox and CBS have always had NFL games, like, it's, you know, vacillate a little bit, because it used to be like Fox was the NFC and they'd always have like the Cowboys and the Packers and those games. And then CBS was the AFC. But now, like, those lines aren't drawn anymore. But, like, the Olympics feels very much like that and NBC are, like, two synonymous things.
Yes. And now, Snoop Dogg, part of that equation. Who would have ever thought that was going to happen? All right, let's dig in and hand out some winners. All right, Chelsea. Nothing but dubs. Let's have a perfect night. What do you got?
All right. Best bet of the night is projecting some upside for a Lions receiver. Going to go with Isaac to slot to go over 2.5 receptions tonight. A little juicy at minus 155, but I think he's going to see a bigger target share tonight, especially if Amon-Ra St. Brown does not play, which he is questionable in this game. So the Lions are banged up. They already don't have Sam Laporta. And plus, they're going to have to sling it this game. Total of 54.5 indoors going against the Cowboys offense. So I think that we see a bigger target share here. And plus, Tesla had a more involvement in the offense last week, had a 92% snap count with the offense, had 2 catches for 35 yards and a touchdown. And plus, he's a reliable end zone target. He only has 6 catches this year, but 3 of them are touchdowns. So with all those injuries to the receiving core and somebody who is a physical mismatch for a defense that already is not very good, because here's the thing, from the jump, you should be playing somebody from the Lions receiving core simply because the Cowboys are giving up the most fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. So I'm going to go with a low number for somebody who I think has a high upside in this game. Let's go Isaac Tesla over 2.5 catches.
All right, I'm going to go George Pickens over 75 receiving yards. It is minus 155. If you want to reduce the juice and go to a more accurate number, you can find it over 77 and a hook. George Pickens has been an animal this season for the Cowboys. What a pickup he has been. And you could throw in the Lions secondary. Lions secondary ranked 17th in the NFL. It's like Chris Mack was saying in the previous segment, this is a contract year for George Pickens. So it's not a coincidence that he's balling out. Dak Prescott has been awesome this season. And also, when you look at the trends here, George Pickens has hit this number in 7 straight games, including 8 of his last 9. Again, you can throw on Detroit, and George Pickens hasn't just been getting this number against bad defenses. He's done it against the Chiefs, and he's done it against the Broncos as well. I think we see a lower scoring game tonight, but it doesn't matter to me. Pickens is going to get his over 75 yards minus 155.
Yeah, I think you should clarify 75 plus. So if it lands 75, you have a winner.
Yes,
I don't know. Correct. If you can find a 77.5, definitely take that. But the lowest number I can find as far as, you know, his normal over-under is 81.5. I'm going to hit that for minus 115 over at BetMGM, best number I could find. A lot of the same handicap for me. Like, you look at the numbers for George Pickens, and for a while you were getting a bargain because he would have lower props than CeeDee Lamb. Now it's not really the case, but you look at the numbers, and he's almost usurped CeeDee Lamb in production. 88, 146, 144, 79, and 78 in his last 5 games. So I think it's a solid play. And the Cowboys are going to have to sling it if they want to keep up with an explosive Lions offense. So I think George Pickens is a very solid play. I'll go over 81.5.
All right. Well, good luck, Chelsea. Let's get some dubs tonight. Guess who's here? Back, and I was going to say better than ever. Let's just say that he's back. It is the Donkster. All right, Donkster, get on in here. What's going on?
Oh, my God, you guys. I'm not coming back. This wildfire is crazy.
What?
I said I'm not coming back.
Is this a Serena Williams bit? When did you ever leave anything?
Dad, do you know how many times I've snuck away in the middle of the night leaving someone else's barn? Well, I'm not coming back!
Well, that makes sense. Do you have a bet?
Yes! Lakers at the Raptors!
Do you have a side?
Raptors, minus 2.5 in Toronto.
Good job. Look nice and cozy there. Got the fire, little pillow in the chair. Donkster's upgrading. Makes me want to sit in front of the fire. Oh, we're close to it. The weekend's almost here.
Yeah, we got the Donkster Yule Log. So in case you get tired of the normal Yule Log on YouTube, you can purchase the Donkster's version. We need to find a way to put that on YouTube.
Yeah, but instead of like the crackling fire, you just get hee-haws the entire time, and you're like, all right, I can listen to this for about 10 seconds, then I'm going to change the channel. Don't you change that channel, because Bet Sweats is coming up next. That is going to do it for us here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It's been a great Thursday. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. That's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Good luck on all of your bets, and hope you have a great Thursday. See you tomorrow.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.